That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Hey, I'm Molly Sims.
And I'm Emisha Gormley. We're two girls obsessed with one thing,
beauty.
And by that, we mean everything that makes you look
and feel
beautiful. We're calling on our favorite health experts, industry insiders, and friends to answer all your beauty questions.
With a drink in hand.
Definitely with a drink in hand.
You're listening to Lipstick on the Rim with Molly Sims.
Emisha, I'm so excited. I am so excited for today. We have a spicy episode, y'all. I mean, we have a spicy and
he's already shimming his shoulders.
He's already shimming his shoulders. We have our first returning guest. Kind of fun, yeah?
We don't play favorites, but.
I want to see if the listeners can guess. He has dark, curly, gorgeous hair, perfectly smooth skin, the funniest, the sweetest, the sassiest of attitudes. Can you guess?
The eyebrows, too.
The eyebrows, too. And he might be one of my favorite makeup artists. That's right. If you don't know who it is, you have to listen to episode 18 titled Hollywood Makeup Artist on his five hero products, How to Achieve Red Carpet Ready Skin That Looks Good on Everyone. He is here today, Joey Maloof. Joey is incredible. He is, when we were talking about this episode, he was like, let's get naked. And that's exactly what we're going to do today. That's right. He's going to teach you guys how to look and feel our best naked, right?
How to look good naked, baby.
How to look good naked. Casual hookup, special night with your significant other. Or if you're just on your own and you're just like, I want to look good.
Yeah, I don't know why I'm full of like really good advice about all these things.
Yeah.
I feel like this is like what my friends call me about. And we were randomly just talking about it.
We were. We were like.
And you were like, this is an episode.
This like, is an episode. Yeah. We were literally, he was doing my makeup the other day and we were like talking about like, exfoliating, getting the body ready, like what looks, I'm like, this is an episode. This is like a shimmer, lighting, because everything. All right, let's just start. Okay.
And then I was like, how to look good naked. And
how you were to look like, good naked.
Yes.
I feel like you might have a secret album on your phone with some sassy, saucy pictures because you would know how to angle and highlight. Let's just say that.
All right. So today's episode is all about how to get naked. No, kidding. How to look good naked. Today, we're going to be talking about how to look good naked. Let's start in the bedroom, Joey. Let's do it. Let's go straight there. We're talking lighting.
Baby. Well, the first thing about lighting is that you don't have to do anything to look good in it if the lighting is right. I mean, what's better than that? Like, don't you want to get freak nasty and not have to think about anything because you look so good and you didn't even have to do anything to look good? Lighting is everything. So, I don't know, through trial and error, I mean, listen, I have suffered from like every insecurity and its mother. So, you know, I feel like I try to figure out like how to give myself a boost of confidence when I'm not feeling my best. So, lighting is one of the like main things. Dimmers are your best friend if you can afford them. If you can't, amber light bulbs are your dimmer. So, I love amber light bulbs. I have them on my nightstands. Ooh, both of them are writing it down, girl. They're Amazoning them as we speak. 5 watts LED amber light bulbs. Because I'll tell you why. It makes you look sun-kissed. It gives you a sun-kissed glow. And it is the most forgiving light ever. It is so beautiful. Like on TikTok, you know, like everyone's doing the red light and the blue light and the green light and the light that changes. And then, you know, it's kind of like being in an alternate universe. And you know, remember when you used to go to the skating rink when we were younger?
Yes, yes.
And you would feel so cute in the glow-in-the-dark blacklight
yes.
room? Like, why did we feel that way? It's because, like, it takes you into, like, another world. Like, you're almost, the lighting is so good because it's not, it's almost, like, not you. So it's, like, you're so comfortable. You feel safe there. So it kind of does the same thing. The amber lighting is obviously the most human looking and it's, like, really glowy. So, because obviously a blue light's going to make you look like an avatar. I mean, if you're into that, get into it, girl. But I like amber light. I just always feel like, when I have the right, like when I have body oil on or like even if I'm like a little tan from summer, but it works in the winter too. It just okay. always makes you look so good.
Okay. So do you have amber lighting in both like mm-hmm. in one lamp up above? Like how do you like
just
set
in the
stage?
Lamps.
Just in the lamps.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because you don't want to do overhead lighting, honey. She's not your friend.
Okay. No. Can we just talk about that? It's not your friend, is
She's
it?
She's not your friend. You'll feel like you're having sex at Target.
I know.
Which, you know, go for it. You know, that could be fun
We're
too.
Good.
But, you know, overhead lighting.
Overhead light special, aisle five.
I know. But, you know, it's overhead lighting. It doesn't make you feel like you look like yourself.
I know.
You know? And you look in the mirror and you like have all the wrong shadows. And then the light is on top of your head. No.
I'm just going to admit, I like darkness. I like darkness when I'm about to have sex. Even when I'm not about to have sex. I'm like, yeah, I do. I know you, we were talking about this.
The male species are very visual people, so.
But I like it darker. I like it.
I know.
You like to see everything?
I like to see what's happening, yes.
Yeah, no, I like dark.
What are his eyebrows? His eyebrows are really like.
I like to look into the eyes. Change it up on him, girl. Get the amber light. Be like, tonight I'm Freak Nasty and you can see me a little bit.
You can see me a little bit.
5 watts ain't gonna hurt you.
All right.
Five watts.
But then, I don't understand. So, 5 watts, not in all your lights.
No, just in the side table.
Just in the side table.
You don't need that much.
You don't like candles?
Okay. Anything that's overly scented.
I don't like overly scented.
I know, but I'm sensitive to scents. So anything scented takes, I just noticed. That's all I'm paying attention to. Like, it's like I can taste it. You know what I mean? I like tea light candles. They're super cute. They're so inexpensive. You can use them one time, put them everywhere, and then they're done.
Yeah, that's fun.
Well, hopefully they're finished by the time you're done. Hopefully it's one of those nights.
I mean, I love a good candle.
Mm, me too.
I love a good candle so much, except this one time when I was, you know, Mike and I had just started dating and we had this beautiful candle. And I guess, I don't know what had gone, something had happened. But it basically, the candle like literally overheated. I don't know how this happens. It's a candle. It's supposed to overheat. And the glass shattered and wax spilled everywhere. Like our apartment almost lit on fire.
And you were doing the nasty during the candle? Ooh.
But it's just, I gotta tell you, it's to this day, I'm so nervous around candles. When I see the flame get a little bit too large, I panic and I'm like, oh my God, is the candle gonna shatter?
There is nothing more refreshing than a delicious soda. That's right. I said soda. I've told you before, I love soda. But I had to stop drinking soda because it's honestly, it's so bad for you. It really is. Until I discovered my latest and greatest obsession here on Lipstick on the Rim, Olipop. You guys, it's so good. I cracked open the cherry vanilla flavor. A friend of mine told me to get it. It's the perfect combination of cherry pie mix with a delicious vanilla. And I hate when something tastes too artificial or too sweet. And Olipop is not that at all. It's just what I need to get me through the day. They have such good flavors. Also, the vintage Coca-Cola. My brother is obsessed. Classic root beer, orange squeeze, strawberry vanilla. And their newest flavor is classic grape. I try only to drink water, but sometimes you want some flavor. Olipop is the perfect way to do that guilt-free. They use functional ingredients. They combine the benefits of prebiotics, plant fiber, and botanicals to support microbiome and benefit digestive health. 90% of Americans consume more than the USDA's daily recommended added sugar intake. Sweetened beverages like soda are the leading source of added sugars in the American diet. Olipop is way, way lower than your conventional sodas. Only 2 to 5 grams of sugar with natural sources. No added sugar. Their vintage cola, which Brooke Stuber loves, has just 2 grams of sugar compared to regular Coca-Cola, which has 39 grams of sugar. Orange Squeeze from Olipop has 5 grams of sugar compared to Orange Fanta, which has, this is scary, 44 grams of sugar. Their products are non-GMO, vegan, paleo, keto-friendly, and with less than 8 gram net carbs per can. They are confident that you will love their products, that they offer a 100% money-back guarantee for orders placed through their website. You can find Olipop all over the country in over 8,000 stores. Kroger, Target, Whole Foods, Sprouts, Wegmans. Receive 20% off plus free shipping on your order. I recommended trying their variety pack, so you just get to try every flavor and then you can choose what you love. I'm telling you guys are going to love it. Go to drinkolipop.com/lipstick or use code lipstick at checkout to claim this deal. That's drinkolipop.com/lipstick. drinkolipop.com/lipstick.
I'm Topsy Vandenbosch, a mindset and emotional intelligence coaching consultant and a licensed mental health therapist. It's safe to say that I know a thing or two about how the brain works and how it impacts the decisions that we make in our businesses. And that's exactly why I created my new podcast, Crush the Mindset Spiral. Each Thursday, you'll hear my raw thoughts and unfiltered perspective about what it takes to run a successful business, plus the top mindset shifts that you'll need to get to your next level. Make sure to tune in for the premiere episode of Crush the Mindset Spiral.
So when he's helping me get ready, he, you know, a lot of makeup artists will just focus on the face, and he's like my neck, my shoulders, my collarbone, and he's like down there helping with my legs. Like, can we talk about, because every girl wants to look good naked. I don't know of any girl who feels great naked. I'm always like, I don't know. I used to probably feel better, but now that I'm in my 40s, I don't know if I feel the best naked. But there are tricks and tips in terms of body care and being naked. Yes. And I'm going to just say my favorite one is the whole like exfoliation, mm-hmm. body scrub, sugar scrub.
Mm. Touch all of this skin, honey. Feel it. Touch all of it. Oh, don't you just love that feeling?
Yes.
I just love that feeling. You know, I'll tell you a random story that's like totally doesn't have anything to do with this, but I exfoliated one time. I dressed up like Lisa Rinna for Halloween one year. And I had to shave my whole entire body for the first time.
I remember this.
And I'm Lebanese. Like, you know, we're hairy people. So I shaved my body. It took 4 hours. And then I was like, oh my God, this feels amazing. I should do this all the time. And I had just exfoliated my body and put oil on. It felt so amazing. And then I got out of the bathtub and a breeze hit me. And it was the most excruciating pain of my life. And every freaking hair follicle was like, what up? I'm back, bitch. And it hurt so bad. And then I was like, oh my God, I don't know why. I just like went into a theory of like needing to figure out like this whole thing and body hair, because I was like, how do you guys do that all the time? Well, my heart goes out to everyone that doesn't laser, and you know,
I have not lasered yet.
And those needles of your hair.
I thought you told me you lasered.
No, I haven't lasered.
Why haven't you? You still shave?
I do.
Or wax?
I shave and I wax.
I wax.
She's in a hurry. She's in a hurry.
She's in a hurry.
Shaving, like, I feel like if you shave, you're in a hurry.
I hate shaving.
Do you like shaving?
I don't mind.
I mean, I don't like it.
It hurts, right?
I hate shaving.
I'm so used to it. I mean, Jesus, the judgment on my shaving right now.
Oh, no, we're not judging. Girl, let it grow, let it flow, shave it, wax it, turn it, whatever you want.
I will say, with waxing down there, I feel like I barely get any hair anymore. Mm-hmm. I have waxed for so long.
Okay. Yeah. No, I just am like, I think everybody needs to get over their hair insecurity. We're all hairy.
Oh,
even
yeah.
the blondest people in the world are hairy. It's like, I just had to bring that up because I feel like so many people are insecure about it. And there's nothing like to be ashamed of. Go to Silver Lake, honey. Yeah. Everybody has their armpit hair and leg hair out. And they are living their best life and smiling. And they do not give a flying F what any of you think of them and their body hair. So I just am like, pro body hair, live your life.
Wait, go back to the body. So,
okay.
So, what do you, because girls do shave, like, and they get ingrowns and all that. I always say don't pick, but people pick.
You just have to be patient with everything, I think, with body care. And you have to be up on it. It's not one of those things you can be lazy about. And listen, like, life happens. We can't, like, always keep up with everything. And, you know, no one's perfect. And there's no perfect way to do anything. So, if one day you just throw on lotion, you know, and call it self-care, then I'm for it. You know what I mean? But self-care is like, it's more intense than we make it out to be. It's not throwing a face mask on and watching an episode of something. It's deeper than that. But really, what you want to do is, there's different levels. There's like, you want to steam your skin. You want to exfoliate your skin. There's so many different kinds of exfoliators you could use. And, you know, even if you just do something as simple as using a body cleanser and wear those scrub gloves mm-hmm. or have a loofah mm-hmm. or, you know, like one of those like back scratcher looking body scrubs, like those really work. They really help. So you almost don't even need to add a product into your bath routine to exfoliate. You can just buy the gloves or a loofah, and that does exfoliate you.
Listen, for whatever it's worth, I hate it, but I do it. The dry skin brushing mm-hmm. does work.
You've always been a fan of that.
I've always been a fan. I do it dry. Yes. It does. And now we have it actually in the shower. My kids kind of are playing with it. But I don't know. It does. It makes my skin feel like, what? Look at what happened to me this morning. I put back in from our hero selection. I put back in my Dr. Lancer kind of exfoliating scrub. I think I over-exfoliated.
You used it under your eyes, which you're probably not supposed to do.
No. And I was like, literally, we were putting concealer on. I'm like, oh my God, I'm burning. It's like the hair. I'm like, I'm burning.
Oh yeah. And I took it off. I couldn't see it. But when I took it off, your eyes were red. So it did irritate you. I believed you. I didn't think you were just being dramatic for no reason.
I was being dramatic.
No, but
it's important to take care of the body. I mean, I love the exfoliation. Yeah. But I also love like a natural like oil or like a lotion, like putting it back on. Like that just, it does make me feel, when I take that extra step, it makes me feel great.
How relaxed do you feel? Like
I know.
Wearing the towel and you're all wet and you just like want to go like be, like you just want to like cuddle up, or you want to actually even take it a step further. Sometimes when you just exfoliate and you feel that goodness, you're like, ooh, like, how can I take it up a notch? And then you put on like your yummiest body oil or body lotion, and then you just like slather it on everything. And don't forget to put it on the bottom of your feet. Why do people not oil the bottom of their feet?
Oh, I don't, because I slip.
That's the best way to just like be consistent about something, so you don't get the dry.
That's
crackiness.
Actually a great point.
You know when you're under your sheets and you can hear your feet scratch?
That's disgusting.
That is not cute, okay?
It's not cute.
You want your feet to be delicious too, that like your lover puts them in their mouth. Like you want them to be so
okay.
good.
Okay, well, I wasn't going there.
You want to be delicious.
I was just more going to like rub my foot on his leg and not have like the heel catch in the hair. But okay, we can.
All of it. I mean, I'm just saying.
In a real flavor of what Joey's.
But there's just, like, take it up another level, you know? The more confident you are, the more things can surprise you.
I will say, I feel the prettiest naked or as close to naked as possible when I'm tan.
Only when you're tan.
Only when I'm
limiting
tan.
It. Okay.
Limiting it. So
once
obviously,
a year, that I don't, 1 month in the East Coast a year,
listen,
you're happy with
I,
yourself.
I live in she, I will, 1 month bullshit.
1 month bullshit. Yeah, bullshit.
She fucking loves
I like start layering. I'm like, I'm when we're in Cabo, I start building that tan. I'm like building my base.
She has literally a bag of products.
I have a tanning bag.
She's a tanning bag.
And that's very bad for you people. I understand all of this. However,
you wear SPF though.
Of course I do. I layer it with tanning oils.
Which SPF number do you use?
I use 50 on my body.
No, you don't.
I do. I've
you
been
do
using
not.
50 spray.
Queen, okay. Nobody gets tan.
Then
with
you put
50
oil over it.
I do. I will put oil on top of it.
She was lit. She's like, because it's SPF 50. I'm like, yeah, but then you layer it with like tanning fucking oil. That is not.
Well, I feel like it's, you know?
No, she makes that damn
but
laugh. Like
I make it
laugh.
I mean, listen, I am in Jersey right now and I still have a tan line.
From your watch?
Yeah.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Oh, well, you do.
See a little bit. Yeah.
Isn't it so and funny how we live in California winter? And we're like,
oh my God, I love a tan.
We love to be tan, but it's not like we're doing it. Like,
but how do we replicate that in the winter and in a safe way, not in a tanning bag way like I do?
Oh, well, self-tanner is major.
So which ones
self-tanner
are your favorite?
Self-tanner is major.
I need some
self-tanner
good
self-tanner is major because, you know, it gives you that vibe without having to do anything.
But do you recommend some?
You know, the only one that I've used that I really like, because I have olive skin, mm-hmm. so I get tan really fast. Mm-hmm. And if I use a self-tanner, I look like a Oompa Loompa really mm-hmm. quickly because I get very orange. Mm-hmm. So I found one that I really like. It's called Miami Gorgeous.
Oh, wow.
And it's a tanning water. Oh. And it's clear. Oh. It dries so fast. It dries so fast. It dries like a really beautiful, just a touch of, it gives you like a touch of glow. Like, you know, when you're like retouching pictures and you just want a little enhancement, it's like, it's just enough where it's like, oh, why do you look so healthy and glowy? But it's not overbearing at all.
Because that's my fear with tanning, like self-tanners. It's always that it looks streaky or you, like I have a girlfriend who, you know, she's very fair. And when she does a self-tanner, she'll have like orange streaks around her ankles or her knees. And I'm always like, well, there's your giveaway.
I think a self-tan is great. I mean, we don't think about doing it, but a lot of girls like that's, they live for it. For the
I know people that do it once a week. Like it's like that's their gig.
I just hate they it when it looks orange. Like you that's know. My only. That's my biggest.
My phobia is the wrists and the ankles.
I know.
And the actually, you know, because I wash my hands every 5 seconds because I'm always working with people.
And you're OCD.
And I'm OCD. Yeah, I have. I mean, with washing my hands, I am, and they've become so sensitive that like the second I wash my hands or shower, my hands look neon pale. And like then from my wrist up, I'm like bronze. And I'm like, that just bothers me.
I cannot stand when I see a girl's hand. I'm like, okay, girl. Like your half your hand is orange and streaked.
How about when the back of the hand is when the palm of the hand is
or the
orange.
Cuticles.
Like, girl, you know that thing comes with a mitt. Why don't you use it? The cuticles. That would freak me
out.
Hold
on. Here's a tip. She puts lotion. She puts cream on your over your fingernails. I know. I'm telling you. But I do love a body shimmer. I'm speaking of Tom.
Oh, his body okay, oil
his
with the
body
shimmer.
Oh, it's shimmer.
Divine.
It is divine. Beautiful. She's pretty. She's glow. She is amazing.
I think it's called Soleil Blanc.
Yeah, Soleil Blanc.
Yes.
She smells good.
And she smells good. I actually sprayed it on Scarlett the other day. She was like, Mom, this is so amazing.
She loves makeup.
She so loves. She Joey did her ponytail the other day. She didn't take it out for 3 days. She looked like she was like a rat's nest, but she was like, "I'm trying to save it."
She's so cute.
Sweet thing.
She's so. I mean,
I like Patrick Ta's major glow too. It kind of has a similar vibe.
And that's a body one?
It's a body glow.
Okay, it's good. Yeah, to know Patrick Ta. It's
Rihanna really has one as well. I think
Fenty. Yeah. Glow.
What's that one?
Gloss bomb? No, that's her lip gloss. It's called something really good too, and I can't think
Hold
of it
on,
right
I have
now.
To look it up.
Wait, while you guys are looking up the product, this is not a question for you, but you know, you can look all cute and everything, but what if like you're not super, I'm like signaling down there, but like fresh?
Hold on. I remembered. It's Body Lava Body Luminizer by Fenty.
It's stunning.
It is stunning. And they have different shades. So you can do like a beautiful olivey brown sun kiss. And then if you want to do like just highlight shimmer, they have like a little bit lighter. Really,
it's really pretty. The shimmer in it is gorgeous. Of course. Yeah. They're great for like when you're dressed up or, you know, you just want your legs and arms to just like kind of give a good glow. It's cute to like wear stuff like that. I don't know. I would wear it to the pool. I mean, when I was younger, I would do stuff like that and wear it to the pool.
So, you know, when you're doing like my collarbone and you'll like prep it, what do you prep it first with?
If I need to put, I'll put like...
You did it the other day for me.
Oh, you know what I used on it first is a shimmery serum.
What was that?
It was by Verse.
So good.
It's a product called Verse. They sell it at Target or you can get it at their website.
It's a great line, by
Verse,
the way.
Yeah, with an E at the end. Oh, is it a D? I think.
Versed. Anyway, V-E-R-S-E-D. Versed.
Yeah. So I used their shimmer serum on your chest. And then I put a shimmer glow, like something with a little bit more of a bronzy on top of it.
It was beautiful. Remember the MAC one we used to do with a little bit of the shimmer highlight powder?
The foundation.
Oh, she was good too.
Face and body.
Face and body's still beautiful in the face.
I still love it.
I love it too.
I still have it in my kit, even if like it's not what's.
I remember this is actually a Joey Maloof, Rachel Zoe flashback. I remember reading before I'd ever met you, you talking about using that on Rachel's skin.
Yeah.
It's her foundation.
When I lived in New York, that was like what I used
back
on everybody. That was like my favorite product. Mm-hmm. And it was what we were using backstage at fashion shows, like on all the models.
It's water-based, right? So it wouldn't rub off?
It's water-based and like, you know, I feel like in fashion, it's really about the statement, the eye, the lip, the brow, the blush, like whatever is speaking the loudest. So the skin is usually like, you want to just keep it minimal. Mm-hmm. You want it to look real. And you always want everything to kind of look like you could wear it anywhere, you know, like the more elaborate the glam. Anyway, it's such a great foundation it's universal and it comes in the most gorgeous colors for everybody.
You all raved about episode number 39 with Todd White titled, What the F is in My Wine? Lose weight, build better gut health, and drink hangover-free wine with Todd White.
I was so excited with the feedback we've received from you all. A lot of you guys have already tried their wines and love them, or you are going to. Well, you all know by now that I'm obsessed with it, and I love what their company stands for even more. I've been drinking Dry Farm wines for a while now, and let me tell you that I feel so different when I drink their wine. No hangover. I don't feel bad drinking them because I don't have to worry about my sugar levels or additives, and I love knowing that I'm getting quality wine. Each bottle is sugar-free. Yes, that's true. If you Google, the wine you're drinking has a lot more sugar than you probably realize, and you will be shocked. Each bottle of Dry Farm wine is sugar-free, organic, and grown by small family farms. If you've been listening to this episode so far, you know that is a huge deal. These wines are low in alcohol and sulfates and don't have industrial additives like dye that stain your teeth. Dry Farm Wines curates natural wines to meet your high health standards. And honestly, people, that is what it's all about. I'm always trying to find healthier options to incorporate into my day-to-day routine. For my family, for myself, I love eating and drinking ingredients that are good for my body. And I'm so glad that now I can do it with this wine. Give it a try. I'm telling you, you're never going back. Dry Farm Wines, I know you're going to love it. And if you already have or want to order more, I have great news. Dry Farm Wines is offering our listeners an extra bottle in your first box for a penny. It has to be a penny, but it's alcohol and it can't be free. See all the details and collect your wine at dryfarmwines.com/lipstick. That's dryfarmwines.com/lipstick. LIPSTICK.
Can we just switch gears a little bit? Because we talk a little bit about, you know, the bare face, like the undone, done look, and you do it so well. So while we have you here, because, you know, if you're out or you're on a date or whatever, you want to feel like you look good without putting so much effort into it. Mm-hmm. And you're really good about that. Will you explain like a 5-minute face, a 5-minute?
Yeah. So since we're like on the topic of like how to look better than bare. Yeah. Like, you know, I guess like the hookup 5-minute face is you want to be fresh. You know, you want them to imagine that they can like
touch your skin,
and you're touchable and kissable. And like, you're not going to be like one of those like, I'm freezing up, don't touch my glam kind of person. I mean, it's fine if you're like that once in a while, but like when you're just going out with somebody or you're still in like that flirty fun phase, you want to like be hot, but like in a way where like, I wake up like this, even if it's a lie.
Totally.
Even if it's all a lie.
I was getting ready for a date with Stewart. He'd come to New York for the first time. And I was like, I was so stressing on what I wore, like this, I think I still have it, this J. Crew V-neck. Just like a V-neck white t-shirt. I had jeans on. My hair wasn't done, but it wasn't. It just was like, it was great. It was kind of like a tousled. Then I did like a stain. I did that Clinique, that Berry, the Black Honey.
See, when you first met him, you kind of stopped wearing makeup.
I know.
Even when you were going out, you were like mascara.
Yeah.
You would put like a balm on your eyelid. And that was your eyeshadow.
Yeah.
And you would keep everything like to a bare minimum. I don't even think you used to wear like blush or
no,
brow stuff.
Sometimes I don't want them to think like they're dating not me. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't like, I look like this. I don't look like that, even though.
Yeah.
I don't know.
So this is a good topic because I think now people think they're supposed to walk around like a perfect Instagram filter. But I think, you know, if I go back in the day, we only used to do stuff like that when we had an event or like you would get somebody ready for a shoot for
models
fun.
Didn't even really wear. I mean, we didn't even really wear makeup. I mean, a little bit like a mascara. What you do? Mascara, a little gloss, a little.
You were real.
We were real.
You couldn't even show up to a go-see with makeup on.
No.
They wouldn't hire. They'd be like, who does she think she is? She came here with mascara on. She needs to be a blank canvas.
Men want real. There was an episode of Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. Remember when Will Smith got stuck in the basement with his prom date? And after a few hours, do you remember this episode? Do you remember?
Oh my God, like yesterday.
And literally, he's like, and as the evening progresses and they're trapped, her nails come off, her lashes come off, her weave comes out, and he just is looking at her and is like, who are you? Is anything even real? And that was so ahead of the time. That's a 20 year reference.
The most perfect reference of all time.
All time.
How do you even remember that? That's so good. You literally took me back. Like I could see her in her dress.
In the laundry room in the basement.
And then her personality started changing as the stuff started coming up. I think that's real. I think that still exists. So you just don't want to be like,
I know,
insecure about those kind of things. Because, you know, if you're really yourself, you're going to attract somebody that likes you and knows sees your beauty for what it is.
I think some of my most insecure moments were the ones when I was like really dressed up, like really like
Honey, I can relate. I went through a whole phase of my life where like the more glammed I looked, the more miserable I was. And I was like, I'm just going to like get ready so everyone's focused on why am I wearing this crazy look instead of asking me what's wrong with me. Is that what you went through too?
A little bit. I mean, I made you do a ponytail for...
Oh, I can't with the ponytail. You were pregnant though. So of course
I literally
just wanted you to be comfortable.
Yeah, I did not feel good about myself. I was with Brooks. I literally wore a ponytail for like 18 months.
Yeah,
I did.
That was hard on you.
It was hard.
It was a hard
thing. My face was swelling. My feet were swelling. My belly, like everything. And then after the baby, like I literally would tell Joey, he was like, okay, we're going to do something new. We're not. We're going to.
No,
do a ponytail.
Girl, we didn't do anything new until you had your third baby and you were ready to cut your hair off.
Yeah, I remember.
From that day. Yeah, that was when I was like, oh, okay. Ooh, this is going to get good. She's finally opening up and letting go. And it's hard.
It's hard.
It's
hard
a journey.
It's a journey. But yeah. I will say, like, I did not feel good about myself at that moment, nor through that time, just because I just felt not in my body. Something was wrong with me.
Yeah. And there's nothing wrong with anybody. Like, I feel like hair and makeup has taken its own, like, it's on another level. And I think, you know, I don't know. I think I like talking about this because I just want to remind people that them as themselves is beautiful. Mm-hmm. And like, we're all different for a reason. And there's like purpose in why you look the way you do. And there's history in why you look the way you do. And those stories... And those things, like, they're all inside of you and they're all beautiful. And you shouldn't have to want to cover them up. And whatever's making you feel like you need to cover them up is what you kind of need to explore and work on. It's really an internal journey, you know, once you start doing the work. And there's a lot of healing that needs to happen. And I think instead of focusing on our feelings, because it's so taboo to focus on our feelings, and especially, like, for men too, it's like if you have feelings like you're soft or you're weak. I think even in the gay community, it's like, you know, you're not masculine enough. You're not this and you're not that. Listen, we're not ever going to be anything you think we're going to be or whatever the world's telling us that we need to be. We have to be ourselves because authenticity
is everything.
Is the key to the life of your dreams. Authenticity is the key to the life of your dreams.
I agree. It's true. Amen to that.
Amen.
That second one was for me.
Who was watching the Super Bowl this year? I know. I'm so excited. It's here in Los Angeles, California. And one thing I love more than anything is throwing a Super Bowl watch party. I love getting everyone together, eating delicious food, yelling at the TV, getting in arguments with my husband, rooting for my team. It's honestly the best. My party planning has been really easy this year. It's been made easy by Macy's. They have been awesome. Everything you need to be the hostess for the mostest, well, they have you taken care of this year. And for all you football fanatics, they have team jerseys. They have serving dishes, food, snacks that'll keep you cheering even if your team is losing. Okay, I have to mention that you can also get, you guys, this is so good. We're doing this year. It's called the Perfect Balloon Arch delivered to your door. It comes with all the materials you need to get the perfect Ginger Ray Balloon Arch. It comes in gold and silver. It's honestly, it's so fun. It's going to honestly make the room. They also have the best serving trays. I ordered the over and black marble finish serve boards. They're so good. They also have cheese boards that are on sale too for $19.99. They're incredible. You can have to get them basically for two for one. I'm also eyeing the Villeroy and Bosch New Wave appetizer dishes. They're so good. They go in the microwave, easy to clean, easy to prep. It's a modern twist on entertaining. You guys, it's so fun. Macy's makes it so easy to throw the perfect party. And honestly, I couldn't love it more. I know you guys will also too. So make sure and check it out at Macy's.com.
I do think that women, you know, are, yes, I think every woman is insecure with something. And so we look to beauty as a means to, I know when I wake up in the morning, I put makeup on and I feel better about myself, which makes me feel more confident. So I think for our listeners, you know, they worship you, as we know. What is that 5-minute face? Like, what would you say is like, if you're wanting to look beautiful in 5 minutes, like, what would that look like? What would you do?
But before you answer that, I will tell you the one thing why. It's not just your makeup or your hair that I keep using you. It's the way you make me feel about myself is the reason why I use you. And I might not need you, but I need you sometimes.
Your energy.
Just your energy to be like, no, you look good. And you'll be like, are you sure? I'm like, yes, you look. But I need that. That's what I love about you. I always say it's like, yes, your makeup is beyond. I mean, you could make me share to David Bowie to no makeup makeup in literally, you know, 2 minutes. But that's not what I get from you. I get confidence. I feel, you know, I can also sit in the chair and have a little cry with you and no one knows.
I just want to say really quick, thank you so much to everyone who DM'd me. I'm about to answer your question.
Oh, wow. Okay.
All of your questions in this one question.
Okay, go.
Okay. So better than bare 5-minute face, spot conceal. So don't even put a whole face on. Spot conceal. It takes a little, it takes just as much time.
Finger or brush?
Oh, I like to apply it with a little tiny brush on the spots. And then I'll let it sit for a second. And then I'll use my finger to yes. And then I'll go over some spots. Yeah, exactly. So then you're actually like not lying. It's really your skin.
And that's you can see your skin.
That's what I love about it. It's like you're not lying. It's really who you are. Okay. I like Kevin Aucoin Skin Enhancer for that because it's really heavy and it's really thick. The product will last you a long time. You could use it on your face and your body. And it clings, honey. If you let it sit for a second, it will not go anywhere. Loves it. Okay, so mascara. Right now, I'm really liking for a natural one is Merit has a tubing mascara.
I love that one.
What I like about tubing mascara is if you're going to get a freak nasty and you don't have like makeup remover and you're not home, it does not make you look like a raccoon the next day. You can take it off with soap and water and it will come right off. It's really great.
I love that.
I like Makeup by Mario's eyebrow pencil. I always think.
You have been using it on me lately. It is so good.
I'm obsessed with it. It lasts long. It's a great texture, great product. And it's shaped like a blade. I think they call it brow blade. And it just is easy to navigate. I feel like it's kind of really great. And it has a great brush.
What's my color? Do you know?
Dirty blonde.
Dirty blonde.
She dirty blonde.
Dirty blonde.
Okay, Fenty has a new blush or a blush called Cheeks Out Cream Blush.
Ooh.
How much do we love a blush?
And I love her.
And I love a cheek blush.
I really do. Actually, I feel like you told me to take your blush down a couple notches the other day because I love blush so much.
I literally look out. My cheeks were like on fire. They were like so... I was rosy.
Blush looks really good on you.
I love a blush.
I also love a blush.
I also love it. And it doesn't like blush is not for everybody. It also, you know, you have to be kind of a blushing kind of
person. It kind of softens for me. It kind of softens my features. And I take it over my nose a little bit.
Yeah. It looks youthful and like healthy. Yes. And like
and always a cream, right? Always a cream. I don't like a powder.
He layers.
I layer. I do the cream and then the powder because then the cream separates later. And then the powder by itself kind of just sometimes turns like ashy or it mixes with your foundation or your powder and then it changes color.
Oh, okay.
So I like to lock it in. Like I like to know, okay, this is the color it's going to stay and it's going to look like this for all day.
And what powder brush would you layer with it?
Oh, what powder blush? Right
now? Because some are talky and I don't like when they're talky.
What's the Pat McGrath
trio called? The trio.
Okay, it's called Pat McGrath Labs Divine Blush Plus Glow Trio.
It is.
Is it in stock?
Say that again so they can get it.
Pat McGrath Labs Divine Blush Plus Glow Trio. And I think the color is...
Divine Rose, Divine Desert Rose. Orchid, and Golden Nectar. It is...
Galactic Sun is the one.
Galactic Sun.
It's
Divine
gorge.
Blush and Glow. You need this one product. It's 3-in-1. It is
really pretty.
All right, I'm going to get
like
that.
Like a rosy pink, a bronzy, and like a highlighter... It is phenomenal. And the packaging is so good. Pat McGrath, people.
I like her products.
So
have you tried
much.
Her Skin Fetish, her foundation? I keep going and trying it at Sephora on my hands.
You haven't gotten into it?
I haven't committed to the purchase yet.
You were into the Chanel matte one for a minute.
I was into the Chanel Healthy Glow. And then I just tried the Givenchy, because you know I like a dewy, which is a whole other conversation from this morning. But
Wait, can you just...
I'll tell them the story. Emsha walks into the kitchen while I'm getting Molly ready. And she goes, I did my makeup. I'm all done. And we both looked at her like she literally had put Vaseline all over her face and called it like, I'm done. Like her foundation is so dewy that you don't even powder it.
No, I don't. You don't powder it.
Well, listen.
I mean, it was like you were literally, you were like Vaseline.
I was like, a UFO is going to find you.
I was so proud of myself. I really thought I had like locked it down and nailed it. Apparently. Oh,
no, wait, you're the best. All right. I know we have to have a little bit of a rapid before you go. I know you're going to be on like 9 other episodes. So, okay, rapid fire. What was the first thing you did this morning?
Oh. I walked my dogs. Is that like, oh, actually brushed my teeth. That's okay. The first thing. I can't, I have this thing where the second I open my eyes, I walk to my toothbrush. Is that crazy?
Well, I take my Synthroid and then I brush my teeth.
Oh, okay.
That's not crazy.
Okay.
No, not at all.
Favorite board game?
They all bore me.
What is your, Joey Maloof, what is your ideal date?
My ideal date? Oh my God. Did I just meet them or do I know them already?
Oh.
Oh, you just met them.
Let's do both.
Yeah.
Okay. If I just met them, I like to go to the beach. Mm. I feel like there's something really calming about being next to the water. And like if it's at night, you get like cozy. Mm. It makes you guys like want to be close to each other. And then
you can layer day to night.
Yeah, you can layer day to night. So it's like two outfits. That is so me.
Just don't shave your skin and don't be cold.
Oh, that would suck.
Can you imagine going to the ocean?
Yeah, I like to go to like a…
Just have all your hair on your body.
Yeah, like I like to keep it like casual, like almost start with one drink. Like, and if you're into it, like go to dinner, make like have one plan, but then have a couple backup plans. So if like the night is fun, I kind of like it to like keep happening, but it's like more spontaneous. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
I love a spontaneous.
Yeah, I love that.
I don't get that much, but I do love it. Window or aisle?
Oh my God. You know what? I changed my mind.
This is rapid fire.
I change my mind all the time, both.
How could you change your mind?
I can't rapid fire. Sometimes if I feel like the flight is going to be really long, I like to be at a window so that I have something to do. But if the flight is short, I like to be at the aisle because for some reason I drink so much water and I like to be like able to just go to the like bathroom without having to
on a short flight.
On a short flight, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah, that is weird.
What is something you would like to be good at or wish you were good at?
Oh, singing. Because I like kind of feel like I would be good at it, but I just, you know, I don't know what I'm doing.
What's your biggest turn off?
When people are mean to strangers or wait staff or people they don't know, or if people are cussing somebody out in traffic, like, dude, you're yelling at a car. Like
that would be me.
Yeah. Like why are you wasting that energy is wasted. Plus, I think that says a lot about people, but yeah, I don't like that.
I'm a nice person. I do cuss at cars, though.
She cusses at cars.
You need…
therapy?
Yeah.
No, she literally… Yeah, she can have three kids and she's cussing at cars.
Because I find sometimes… Let me just say this. I think some people lack self-awareness in their car and that's what drives me crazy. And I think that says more about the person who's driving than me.
But your reaction says everything about you as a person…
She can react more than I can. I can react too. Okay. Describe the perfect kiss in three words.
Oh. Perfect kiss in three words. Ooh, I'm blushing.
He's closing his eyes and envisioning it.
I am envisioning it. Okay. Oh, God. Everybody kisses different.
Mm. I hate someone who's a bad kisser.
Oh,
bad kissers are the worst. Yeah. You know what? I like when they take their time. And like, I like that there were there to be like a moment and like a pause and a like, oh my God, this is so good. Like, I want more, but like, you're making me want it more kind of vibe. Like, I don't, yeah. Like, sensual and soft and like, calm, but like hot.
A little bite.
A little bite.
Bites, yeah, of course. Have you met me? I'm feisty.
I love you. Thank you so much.
Love you guys.
I love you. I love you.
Thanks for having me back.
You're the best. You guys can find Joey. At Joey Maloof, JoeyMaalouf. You're the best of the best.
Thank you guys so much for letting me be your first second guest.
Mwah. 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 Love you. By the way, that's my kids know. Mwah. Mwah. It's not. Mwah. It's big. It's long. It's juicy. My kisses to you. You're the best. Love you. Wow. I mean, I love him. I really, he is so, I'm so obsessed and grateful that I get to share my listeners. Like I'm just happy that they get to know him because, you know, he means so much to me. And
well, when I was on my FaceTime when he was doing makeup today, I turned my camera and everyone was like, oh, that's Joey Maloof.
I know. I'm so happy everybody gets to know him and really know him because he's so much more than a makeup artist or a hairdresser. Like, he really is so meaningful in my life. I mean, this is someone I've been working with now for, you know, close to 15 plus years. And it's not just the makeup. It's not just the hair. It's how he makes me feel. And we love you guys. And literally, you know, the episode of How to Look Good Naked came from us just literally talking and him giving me, like, I don't know, some confidence boost. And we really wanted to share it with you guys. Special person. Can't wait to have him back.
That's many, many wrap. More times.
Many, many more times. Guys, that's a wrap on Lipstick on the Rim.
Love you, Malls. I'm glad
to be
back.
I love you so much. Be sure to tune in next week. You guys are going to be obsessed.
As always.
As always. Thanks for listening to Lipstick on the Rim with Molly Sims and my ride or die, Emisha Gormley. We are so excited to bring you guys along on this journey. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok at Lipstick on the Rim and Molly B. Sims, or my website where you can dive just a little bit deeper into my favorite products, trends, and more at mollysims.com. This podcast is a production with Dear Media. Wanted to give a special thanks to my team, Ashley Gasparian, Schaefer Carrillo, Ashley Sanchez, and Michelle Harrison, and everyone at Dear Media. Don't forget to listen and follow wherever you get your podcasts so you never miss out on the fun.